there was an email that was widely circulated on the internet recently that struck a chord with Barack Obama, or as the email calls him, Barack Hussein Obama. You see, this article points out that Barack Obama's father and stepfather were Muslim, and that he spent part of his childhood in Indonesia, a largely Muslim country. Barack Obama's reaction was quite surprising, at least to me, when he said, "I am not a Muslim." In fact, during the South Carolina primaries, he said, and I quote, "I've been to the same church, the same Christian church, for almost 20 years," end quote. In fact, campaign representatives went from church to church with specific literature stating that Barack Obama was 100% connected to the Christian faith and that he was not, by any stretch of the imagination, a Muslim. Upon hearing this news, these reports, I began to wonder, is this the proper approach in which one should follow? To completely ignore their past as though it never existed? Is this the Torah way? And I believe the answer, possibly, is found in this week's Parsha. The Torah begins with a story of a man by the name of Yisro reuniting with his son-in-law, Moshe. They embrace and they have a little conversation. And then all of a sudden, within this conversation, while Moshe tells Yisro of all the tremendous, wonderful things that Hashem did for the Bnei Israel, and that he punished the non-Jews, the Mitzrayim, the Egyptians, we find quite fascinating the reaction of Yisro. The Torah says, "Vayichad Yisro al kol hatova asher asa Hashem Yisrael asher hitzilo miad Mitzrayim." Vayichad Yisro. That Yisro reacted in a specific way with regard to all the goodness which Hashem had performed to the Jewish people. That he would save the Jewish people there were from the Mitzrayim, from the Egyptians, and from Paro. Rashi gives two interpretations. What does it mean, Vayichad? Says Rashi, the simple explanation means Vayismach Yisro. He was happy. He rejoiced. He was thrilled to know that his son-in-law was saved by Hashem. However, the Medrash, said by Rashi, provides a second answer as to what does it mean, Vayichad Yisro. Nase besaro chidudin chidudin. That Yisro's flesh became prickly like, that he got goosebumps. Mitzar al Ibrahim Mitzrayim. Because he felt the pain of what it must have felt for the Egyptians that drowned, that were plagued. Concludes Rashi, Vahainu Damri Inchi. And this is the statement that many people say, that Giyura Adasara Dari Lotivazia Rama Beape. That when you're dealing with a convert, someone who led a different life other than the life they're living right now, do not embarrass them and make them feel bad by speaking about those who are not of the Jewish faith. I hear this Rashi, and I'm very much bothered. How could the same word, Vayichad, mean that he was happy, he was thrilled, the emotion he felt was a positive one? Yet, Vayichad has a different meaning according to the second interpretation, that it means that he felt terrible about what had happened. How is it possible that the same word can have such two complete different interpretations? And I believe the answer is that Yisro sensed both of those feelings at the exact same time. Vayichad Yisro means this. He was besameach. He was rejoicing. He was happy for the present that he was connected to the Jewish people. Yisro's current relationship as a Jew, he was Vayichad, happy. However, he was also connecting to his past. The past when he was not of the Jewish faith. Where he was an idol worshiper. And when he remembered his past at that same moment, realizing that he was not so much different than those who lived in Mitzrayim. At that moment, his flesh turned into chidudin, into prickles, for he felt uncomfortable with the loss and sensed the pain of the loss of the Mitzrayim. This approach, this idea, is that Yisro is struggling in his life between the present, who he is right now as a person, and the life that he used to live, the ways in which he used to conduct himself in the past. And this approach of a person who has led two lives, what is the proper approach? Is Yisro correct that he's supposed to connect to his past as he did? Or maybe Yisro should completely disconnect and dismiss his past as though it never happened? After all, he's a completely different person the way he is right now. And the answer, like so many things, is it depends. When it came to Yisro, he was 100% correct in connecting to who he was. As the Torah tells us that Yisro testifies, Ataya dati, now I know, ki gadol Hashem mikol Elokim, that God, Hashem, is greater than any idol in the world. How could he make such a bold statement? If not for the fact that he experienced and worshipped every form of Avodah Zarah. Says Rashi, Makiro Hayiti, Avar V'Achshav, B'Yoter, Melamid Shayim Makir B'Kol Avodah Zarah Shba'olam. He recognized every single possible idol worship in the world. Shohaniach Avodah Zarah Shlo Avda. There was not a single idol that he did not worship. So how is this a good thing? Is he trying to show off and brag that I used to be not such a big tzaddik? I was an Oyvid of Avodah Zarah. And the answer is that what Yisro is saying is that the way that I was able to be who I am right now is only because of my past. Because my life experiences that I went through, even though they were negative, I was an Ovid of Avodah Zarah, an idol worshiper. But those actions, as bad as they were, brought me today to a better place. And therefore, Yisro here is correct by remembering and connecting to the past. Because without Yisro's past, he would never have found Hashem, the only true God. And I believe this is the same reason when it comes to a Baal Teshuvah, a person who also has led two lives, in which many years have gone by, in which they may not have been Torah observant, but now they've changed and begin to observe Torah and to mitzvot. This is the same struggle that a person has to go through. Should I connect to my past? Or should I completely forget about what I was? And Chazal tell us the answer to this. Chazal tell us that when it comes to about tshuva, Zadonos nasa kischuyos, that the sins, the averos that were committed throughout their lives, Hashem will cause that all of those sins will now turn. As you are now about tshuva, those sins turn into mitzvot. They turn into righteous actions. And you can say that doesn't make any sense. Is God waving some type of spiritual wand and changing magically a sin to a mitzvah? It's a sin! You made a mistake! You're a better person now! But why would God consider that to be a mitzvah? And I believe that as we're saying, life is a process. It's a process of growth from continual movement and learning from one's experiences. And therefore, this Baal Tshuva, why are you a Baal Tshuva today? Perhaps, it's because of the experiences, all the different ways that you behaved. Although they may have been negative, but those averos and you're experimenting, in which you felt, you know, this is a real waste of time. This is not something which I really wish to gravitate myself toward. I'm not interested in living such a life. Only a Baal Tshuva who has experienced what it was like to be on the other side, if you will, that person is a stronger individual, a more religious person, a more devoted person to his faith because of the sins that he committed. And therefore, appropriately, those sins are on some level just like mitzvos. And therefore, that is the reason why Hashem changes zedonos to zechuyos. And I believe this is a very important lesson. I remember that there was an individual who was about tshuva later on in his years. And he turned to me and he said, you know, Rabbi Thompson, I feel terrible. I said, why do you feel terrible? He said, I'll tell you why. I know as much as a five-year-old. I hardly know an aleph from a bet. I feel like I squandered and wasted so many years of my life. I didn't go to a yeshiva. I didn't go to a day school. And here I am, an older man. I wasted my life. And I turned to him and said, no. You are not like that five-year-old. You know the same amount of Hebrew letters as that five-year-old. True. But that five-year-old does not have any life experiences. That five-year-old does not know anything except that which they're told. You have experienced much in life. And you are a greater person right now because of all the challenges and experiences that you went through. Do not discount your past. I'm not saying that you should rejoice and brag the fact that you did things wrong. But use that, those experiences, learn from your past to become a greater person in the present. I believe this answers the most important, difficult question in our parsha. The name of our parsha makes no sense. Our Parsha is named Parshas Yisro. It speaks about, as we said, Moshe's father-in-law that comes, gives him advice, and leaves. Somewhere in this Parsha, buried deep into the Parsha, is another very important part. In fact, arguably one of the most important sections of the Torah. The Aseres Edibros, the giving of the Ten Commandments, the Decalogue to the Bnei Israel, to the Jewish people. Why would the Torah, Kabbalah Satorah, be found in a Parsha called Parshas Yisro? Why that particular name? What does it have anything to do with Kabbalah Satorah? And the answer is that the way that we were when we received the Torah, post-Kabbalah Satorah, is not that we were supposed to completely forget about everything that we experienced in Mitzrayim. We should just forget about our past. We know that this is not the case. As we'll see in next week's Parsha, Ve'el HaMishpatim, Ki Sikna Eved Ivri, it talks about the laws about owning slaves. Why do we need to know about what it's like to own a slave? Why do we need to learn this? And the Torah tells us because you were once slaves in Mitzrayim. And therefore, even though, of course, now that you have the Torah, we want you to live a Torah life, but don't forget your past. Don't forget to be sensitive to your slave, because you knew what it felt like when you were an Eved, and how you were mistreated. And therefore, the Torah is telling us this message, that the Torah is not just about learning Torah, and only learning the Torah that you are learning today is what's of value. But everything up until that point is so incredibly important just as well, that we must connect to our past. We should always connect to our past, unless there's nothing positive that can be derived from it. If it's inherently evil, in which nothing positive can come from, in that case, then what's best to do is to completely disassociate yourself from such a past. Dan Gilliman, who is an Israeli ambassador to the UN, stated on March 7, 2006, and I quote, "While it may be true, and probably is, that not all Muslims are terrorists, it also happens to be true that nearly all terrorists are Muslims." Now, that's a very powerful statement, and I purposely told you it by the name of another person, because I'm not necessarily going to agree with that statement. But I'll tell you something, that when it comes to the average voter in the United States of America in the year 2008, that is, on some level, in the minds of so many millions, considered to be a somewhat legitimate statement. And I'm not talking about by Jews. I'm talking about the typical average American voter. Well, how could I make such a statement? How could I dare say such a terrible thing? And the answer is, look at the reaction of Barack Obama. That Barack Obama is so deeply concerned that people will think he's a Muslim, that what will end up happening? Obviously, he's going to lose thousands and tens of thousands of votes. And therefore, since there's so many that may have the perception and consider those words to be true and factual, therefore, it's necessary for Barack Obama to say in no uncertain terms, "I am not a Muslim." In conclusion, I must remind you, not too long ago, in Connecticut, there was a certain senator by the name of Joseph Lieberman. And how interesting that when it came to Joseph Lieberman, not only didn't he deny about being a Jew, he didn't deny it. In fact, he never hid it. Everyone knew that he was a devoted Jew, a religious man connected to his Jewish heritage. But yet, for some reason, no one was concerned about that. That did not turn people away from voting for Joseph Lieberman. The fact that everyone knew that he was a religious Jew. And in fact, if not for some voters in Florida, he would have been the Vice President of the United States. Ashreinu matov chalkeinu, umanorim garleinu. We do not need to hide from our past. Instead, it must be embraced. Good Shabbos.